episode 2184, and so it begins.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day and happy new year. It is the first day of 2021, and I hope your heart is pounding for excitement of what's to come. Now, normally, it's Confessions of an Upset Mama, but you know what? I just have this joy in my heart today, so we're going to do a little twist. And so it begins. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. And so it begins. Let the ball drop and celebrate the new year, a promise of what's to come. New outlooks grace your old doings, hope for a better future. You know, for a moment in time, you have no excuses. A new year is here. You can let go of what didn't happen last year and look forward to what's around the corner. It's the one day where most of us wake up and we feel like we have a brand new beginning, a clean slate. It's like nothing's happened. We can go and do whatever we want. All of a sudden, you feel indispensable. You can take on the world. What a feeling. And that's the feeling I want you to carry throughout your new year. And how do you do that? How do you begin every single day as if it's a brand new year, a brand new opportunity with new mercies from God? He doesn't keep track, and neither should you. You need to be moving forward. What a feeling. So what does that look like? What does that feel like? How do you begin to operate under our earthly circumstances with a heavenly perspective? Well, number one, refresh the mind, body, and spirit. Now, you know what that needs to be for you. We all have our quirks about us. And those quirks are things that, okay, well, maybe I need to be singing in the shower to feel like I am alive and ready for the day. Okay, great. Then sing in the shower every morning. Or maybe you're one who says, no, if I don't get my devotion in, then I'm not going to do what I need to do for that day. Then you need to get that in. So I want you to ask yourself your question, refresh my mind. How do I do that? Refresh my body. What do I need to do that? Do I need to go on a walk? Do I need to get my workout in? Do I need to eat better? What does that look like for you? And refresh my spirit. Do you need to be spending more time in God's word? What a feeling. That is what you are capturing right now, every single day that you wake up. Refresh. Number two, gratitude. Be grateful for the day ahead. You see, we wake up with new mercies every day. God doesn't keep track, so why do we? So I want you to let those go, and I want you to be grateful for what is before you. You have the moment in time, right now, where you are. Be grateful for that. Don't sit there and fuss over tomorrow, because you know, tomorrow's going to worry about itself. If you got to fuss over today. Figure out what needs to happen today, because this is the presence. This is where you need to be focused. Be grateful that you have breath to breathe and that you know that you can go out and impact the world that you touch. Refresh. Gratitude. Number three, look for your good days so they outnumber your bad days. Many are just counting the bad. And I know we have those seasons, and sometimes we feel like we have seasons upon seasons upon seasons. I mean, come on, let's be honest, let's be real, let's tell the truth. It hurts when we have those seasons. We don't like those bad days. We don't want to deal with them. We don't like the stress. We don't like the pressure. We get all fussy. We get flustered. And what does it do? It gets us nowhere. So instead of always focusing on the bad, I want you to look for your good days. And say, you know what? I am going to find the silver lining. I am looking for that, because what you look for, you will find. So start looking for the good and put away the bad. Now, yes, I know we got to deal with the bad sometimes, and it's not fun. But if you've got the good, that means you can deal with the bad. Because you will see that, you know what, there is still hope. And that's what we all live for, is hope and love. Refresh, gratitude, goodness. Number four, let go of the lies you picked up along the way. Your journey through 2020. What lies did you decide that you were going to pack in? What lies did you say, you know what, I'm grabbing onto that one and I'm holding it tight. Really let it go. Now, some lies we have to deal with. And so deal with those. Put them to bed, put them to rest, you're done and finished with them. But the ones that you have adopted as if, yep, this was given to me, I've got to own it, I've got to love it, I've got to embrace it, and I've got to be it. No, they're lies. Don't let someone else or something else confuse you, distract you. Let go of the lies. Let go of what you think social media is telling you. Let go of the comparison. Let go of fill in the blank, for goodness sakes. You know what you're like, okay, it's got to go. So why do you still hold on to it? Because that's baggage. You don't need to take baggage from 2020, from 2019, from 2018, from 2017 to 1900s. However far back you go, you don't need to carry that baggage, because that baggage, it's already been dealt with. Put it in God's hands and walk away. The lies are done. And look for what's in front of you. Refresh, gratitude, goodness, letting go, right, of the lies, hold on to the truth. And finally, number five, forgive. Because you can. This is one of the simplest things you can do. Forgiveness. But we don't do it. We hold grudges. And we calculate, oh, well, she did this to me, or he did that to me, or I can't believe this is what's going on. Where does that get you? It becomes bittersweet is what it does. It hardens your heart. It hurts you more than it hurts the other person that you're sitting there wishing something bad on, or whatever it is. I mean, I know we don't want to really wish something bad on someone, but we're human. And one thing we have to do in order to move forward, right, is to be real with ourselves. You got to get honest. And when you're honest with yourself, you can get honest with God, and then what? And then you can let go and you can forgive. You may not like what other people have done to you. You may not like what 2020 gave you. You may have had some health issues. You may have even been mad at God. Forgive. Release it all. There's no reason to hold on to buckets and buckets and buckets of trash. You don't need it. And that's what happens. When you feel like something's bad at you and it's coming, you're like, okay, well, I'm going to calculate that. I'm keeping score. You only keep score when you're on the field. But in the game of life, it's not about keeping score. Remember, this is doing life here on earth from a heavenly perspective. What a feeling. Refresh, gratitude, goodness. Hold on to the truth, forgiveness. Number six, awake each day with a renewed vision. What do you want for this year? Have you even given it any thought? Maybe you're moving way too fast. Your wheels are still spinning. You're still stuck in 2020. I get it. There is a time of reflection. And in the upcoming days, we're going to talk about that. But right now, I want you to say, you know what? I want to wake up every single day with a renewed vision. I want to know that this can happen. Will it happen in my timing? Maybe not. Maybe God has other plans. But I know I'm going to keep working towards what I know I'm supposed to be doing, whatever that is. Awake each day with a renewed vision. And finally, number seven, one of the most important ones, Hence, I gave it number 7 and not number 1. And there's reasons for that. I'm sure you know what those are. I want you to be present. Much of our days are spent backwards. We're not even looking at where we are right now. We're forgetting the importance of this moment. And a moment can be 30 seconds. It can be 5 minutes. It can be 5 weeks, 5 months, 5 years. But we're talking about a moment right now. And you've got to be present in that. Because if you're always looking backwards, you're letting what matters slip through your fingers. So don't always look to the past. Look to the present. Because presence is everything. It's a gift. Remember, yesterday already happened. Tomorrow's not guaranteed, but we have today. We have this moment. Be present. What a feeling. Imagine waking up every single day as if it is a brand new year, a clean slate. That's what you're supposed to do, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is every single day. Your heart should sing it. You should rejoice. And yeah, you may have some struggles. We're not promised perfection. We're not promised easy. But we can do simple. And that simple is waking up knowing we have new mercies every day. So where you are right now, I pray that God will bless you beyond anything you can imagine. May your dreams speak louder than your fears. May you go forth knowing that God has got you in the palm of his hand, and nothing, absolutely nothing, can take that away from you. From my family to yours, happy, blessed New Year. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed New Year. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.